WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Five Virginians of color from our history are the finalists to replace the statue of Robert E. Lee at the U.S. Capitol. Even after the pandemic, unemployment may still be a problem in rural areas of the state. We'll find out why. And we meet one of the 13 electors who certified Joe Biden's win in Virginia on Monday. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, December 16th. Virginia will soon replace a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee at the U.S. Capitol in Washington. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that there are now five finalists for the replacement statue, all prominent people of color from Virginia. The finalists include civil rights attorney Oliver Hill Sr. and teenage civil rights pioneer Barbara Johns, both connected to the 1954 U.S. Supreme Court case that found that government-segregated public schools were unconstitutional. Two other finalists are Maggie Walker, the first black woman to charter a bank in the U.S., and John Mercer Langston, Virginia's first black member of Congress. The fifth finalist is Pocahontas. The Commission for Historical Statues in the United States Capitol will make its recommendation virtually to Virginia's General Assembly today. Employment is expected to return to pre-pandemic levels sooner in urban areas than in rural parts of the Commonwealth, Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
The good news for Virginia is that a full recovery in employment is expected by the summer of 2023, even earlier than that in metro areas, according to projections from Moody's Analytics. The bad news is that rural parts of Virginia aren't expected to see a full recovery until 2025. John Provo at Virginia Tech says small metro areas in Virginia have an opportunity to anchor rural economies and bring in new money.
Whether that's continued strength of higher ed in Roanoke or Blacksburg or other manufacturing ventures, the Roanoke-Blacksburg-Lynchburg area is actually still a nationally significant and growing sector for transportation equipment manufacturing.
Terry Clower at George Mason University says the pandemic might open new possibilities for rural areas.
For some communities, it might be the degree to which they can attract people who don't want to work in offices anymore, our work from home, remote workers. We're looking at those kind of opportunities, or we're starting to explore that possibility.
Perhaps the most pressing need in rural communities across Virginia is broadband access, an issue that lawmakers plan to take up in the next session of the General Assembly, which starts next month. I'm Michael Pope.
Finally today, on Monday, Virginia's 13 presidential electors met in Richmond to certify Democrat Joe Biden as president-elect. The Democrat, who represented the 6th District, covering much of the Shenandoah Valley, was Leah Pence, who also serves on Luray's town council. I spoke with her yesterday and I asked her to describe the process and who the electors are.
So traditionally, they are members who are active within the Democratic Party or active within their community and have Democratic affiliations, tendencies, and they are really put forth by their the area in which they represent. So for me, I worked a lot with local Democrats in Page County as well as the surrounding counties. And then what you do is you toss your name into the hat, much like you do for any other political race. And there is a conference that takes place in which members of the political party, so if you're a Republican, it would be Republicans. If you're a Democrat, it would be Democrats. They get together and they choose which individuals they feel like would be best served to represent their district. Two electors were chosen from the 6th district. And then the state party then chooses one of those two to represent that district in Richmond.
So tell me about how it went Monday in Richmond. I imagine it's a very serious, solemn occasion. What is the process like?
The process does not change, whether it would be a Republican or a Democrat. The process is still the same. So they want to make sure that everybody understands exactly what they need to do and when they need to do it and what they need to say. So that's rehearsed beforehand. The day of course, is really, it's kind of like a performance, much like a stage performance would be. You're rehearsed, you know your lines, you know when you're supposed to speak. And it's really kind of a celebration of representing the district in which you were elected to represent, and you really think about all those individuals who marked their ballot. The day itself is quite regimented, and, you know, it was a really joyous occasion. It was wonderful to meet fellow Democrats throughout the state and really have an opportunity also to meet with Governor Northrum, and then, of course, the individuals who work for the Virginia State Board of Elections, making sure that the process is followed correctly.
There were reports Monday that electors in Michigan and other states had been threatened, and the location for the Arizona meeting of electors was not publicly disclosed in advance for fear of violence from supporters of President Trump. Have you been or felt threatened because of your role in the process?
That's a great question. So I would say, due to my role as an elector, I have not felt threatened in that process. When I was chosen to be the elector back in May, of course, I was officially chosen by the state on November 14th. However, when I won the ability to represent the 6th district back in April and May, I was told that it would be in my best interest in terms of safety, just given what we already saw at that time in terms of the violence, in terms of the threat, the general attitude and climate of the nation, was that it was probably best that I keep the fact that I was an elector a little bit more silent. So I told friends and I told family, but I certainly didn't put anything publicly out actually until today, the day after the election.
Well, I want to ask you about the Electoral College itself, given the fact that the Republican candidate has only won the popular vote once in the last 8 presidential elections. Lots of people, particularly Democrats, want to get rid of the Electoral College and go to the popular vote to select the president and vice president. As an elector, how do you feel about the Electoral College?
I also have to agree. I think that the, you know, popular vote is the way to go. I mean, you know, it is certainly an honor to be an elector. However, it is a major responsibility. And we have seen, you know, increasingly since I think 1976, we have seen an increasing number of electors who use the platform instead of representing people to represent themselves. And I think that becomes an issue. I think as an elected official, you have to remember that it is not about what you necessarily want. It's to remember that you represent all of the individuals who voted for you. And so I think it's really important that more direct democracy takes place.
Leah Pence was one of the 13 electors who voted for Joe Biden Monday in Richmond, representing the 6th district. She also serves on the town council in Luray. Ms. Pence, thank you so much for sharing your unique experience.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And thanks so much to all those who voted.
You can find a longer version of that interview at our website, WMRA.org, and also on the app. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your snowy Wednesday.